Your father's profession, what did he do?
My grandfather was one of these believed that college was really a waste, and that a real man went out and, you know, it was the German idea. Now, on the other side, they were Scots. Everybody had college degrees all the way back to Scotland.
That wasn't the Dobie side.
That Dobie side. We had a lot of ministers and teachers and this kind of thing on the Langenkamp side, engineer types, and he always felt that college education was sort of frivolous, I mean, sort of almost effeminate. So what he did is he got my dad a job, and it was depression, and of course, hard to get a job. Dad had spent about a year at OSU, but he got my dad a job down in Seminole, which was the hot oil field at that time. And his job in Seminole was as a field mechanic. In those days, you'd use gas from your oil well to run a pump that would pump the oil. All through the oil field, you had these gas engines pumping along, popping along, and you had to keep them all going. He had 50 engines he had to have running 24/7. So he started off there. He eventually taught himself how to be a telegraph operator. Great story. My mother said to my father, you know, you've got to get out of the gang and all this work and do something upscale, high-tech. And the high-tech thing at that time was learn how to be a telegraph operator. They were living in a little oil field shack that the oil company he worked for, Gulf, would provide. And she would tap on the wall, and he would tap back, and she taught him how to be a telegraph operator. Well, he became a telegraph operator. Eventually, he ended up moving up into the executive ranks, and he eventually ended up publishing and running the company magazine in Pittsburgh. Gulf had a very fine company magazine. This was back in the days when the oil companies were very flush, and they spent a lot of money on these company magazines. Gulf had one called the Orange Disc, which was sort of the class act of the oil company magazines. When Pittsburgh ran that, my father traveled all over the world taking pictures and writing stories, which was a dream for him because all the time he worked in the oil fields as a pipeliner, and he was also a line walker at one time. But all this time he was writing, and he thought of himself as a writer.
Let me come back here to this family farm. Didn't the airport authority condemn the family farm?
Yeah, the Dobie's place was on the side. The Langenkamp place, which was about a mile away, right directly in the path of where they wanted to build a new bomber plant. And in 1941, they elected to build this bomber plant. This was before Pearl Harbor, but Roosevelt knew what was happening. So they condemned the Langenkamp land. The story is my grandfather, who was down in the Panama Canal working for Williams, was not there. My grandmother was actually a step-grandmother who was sort of an old pioneer type who dipped snuff and could plumb and plow and the whole business. I mean, she was the real Mammy Yoakum type, would hum these old Elizabethan tunes, and she had hands just like axes. But anyway, she was there on the place, and the bulldozers came out, and she got the shotgun out and ran the bulldozers off. So the story goes, she got in a car, she had an old pickup, and drove downtown and threatened to kill Remington Rogers. Remington Rogers, for people of my generation, was quite a name in Tulsa. Remington was the attorney for the airport authority for 40 years, and he was a very distinguished guy and had played a lot of role in Tulsa, and very distinguished-looking guy, too, as a matter of fact, and one of Tulsa's better lawyers. He had been in charge of the condemnation. Well, they condemned them and moved the Langenkamp place back about a mile. Then they came in later and took it a second time for the Air National Guard office out there. So when you're going on the runway, that northerlymost pink large building, which is, I think, airport hangar number one or American Airlines hangar number one, is right over where the Langenkamp place was. And when I was a kid and the farm had been moved back, they were making night fighters, and you could hear them at night testing their machine guns and so forth. That was one of the first bomber plants in America.
Bomber plants, what did they...
One of the planes they made was a night bomber. It was a two-engine A1 or something of that sort. Now, they later made other planes, but in Tulsa parlance, it was called the bomber plant.
Two pieces of ground have been condemned. Did they ever receive anything, money or other land somewhere?
I think my father got $40,000 the second time, which he then used to buy a similar 10 acre. He was one of these people who always had a horse, always had cows. He bought some land out towards Broken Arrow.